Well, good morning, boys and girls. So, I don't know about you, but I have always wished that God would drop a book in my lap that was a how-to manual for how to live, especially right now. I would love to have a manual that tells me exactly how to live through a pandemic. But God hasn't given us a book that tells us exactly how we should live. And there's been a lot of people who have tried to write those. In fact, I did a Google search and there were over 20,000 books that try to tell you how to live. Well, I don't know how helpful those are, but even though God didn't give us a manual, He did give us something else. He gave us the Bible. And even though it doesn't answer all of our questions, it does help us to know how God wants us to live. In the Gospels, Jesus tells us to love God with everything we've got and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Jesus also tells us to treat others the way that we want them to treat us. Jesus talks a lot about how we should live. And in our scripture today from 1 Peter, Peter also tells us how we should live. In fact, Peter tells us that we should be so good, we should do such good deeds, that when people do accuse us of doing wrong, they will still see God in our deeds. So here's the thing. Sometimes there are people who don't like us. Sometimes people tell others that we did something wrong when we didn't. And I know that that's frustrating and upsetting. But what Peter is saying is that when somebody tells others that you did something wrong, you should keep doing the right thing so that you will glorify God and you will show them who God is. Peter also tells us to respect authority. So you may not like all the rules that your teachers put in place or your parents put in place, but Peter tells us to respect those rules and to follow those rules. And Peter tells us to also respect God's rules. God gave us the freedom to do whatever we want to do, but God loves us so much and He wants us to love Him. And the way that we show God we love Him is when we listen to Him, when we obey God. And so God wants us to do what He says. Now, sometimes that means that we don't always get to do everything that we want. But if we listen and we follow God, God will help us to live the best life that He has for us. So, even though we don't exactly have a how-to manual for how to live our lives, the Bible talks a lot about how we should live. So this week, I hope that you will talk to God, ask Him questions about what He wants you to do, and then listen and follow Him. Let's pray. Loving God, thank You for showing us how we should live. Help us to listen to You. We love You. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.